1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 program this morning by Sarah Barrett. Sarah is the gallery coordinator and exhibit coordinator for the Emporia Arts Council, talking about viewing Emporia artist reception coming up, looks like tomorrow. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the Viewing Emporia Artist Reception. What is going to be happening tomorrow?
Well, we're actually not having it tomorrow. We've moved it to Tuesday because of the weather coming in possibly today, and we just want as many people that want to come see it to be able to come see it. So we are, while it will open tomorrow, we're going to have the reception on Tuesday from 4 to 5 on the 14th.
All right. Well, tell us what we will be viewing with this Viewing Emporia Artist Reception, Sarah.
Sure. So January is always a tricky month at the Art Center because not a lot of people come out or anything like that. So last year we started a partnership with the Lyon County History Center to find an intersection where art and history meet, and they often do. Last year was the quilt show, and this year we decided to do something about Emporia. And so I went down to the Lyon County History Center, and from their extensive archives, I chose about 80 photos of what Emporia looked like when it first started and then throughout the years. And then from that, Lisa, the assistant director of the History Center, chose 18. And from those 18, the camera club went and found what those locations looked like today and took pictures of what those looked like today. So when you go and view Emporia, there will be on each area of the gallery a picture of what Emporia looked like then at this address and what Emporia looks like now at this address, with history and the current situation of it below it.
Well, what a wonderful concept. And that really put things in perspective, and a great look at history through the lens. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. You know, Emporians, the one true thing about Emporians, we talked, Lisa and I, is that they love Emporia. You know, we might get on each other's nerves and grits and all those things, but at the end of the day, we really do love our town. And it's evident, I think, in this exhibition and all the things we were and all the things we are. And then these beautiful photos that the camera club has provided for us. It's pretty special. It's a special show.
So, again, how many then and now photos were you going to be looking at, Sarah?
So there's 18. Okay. From the original 80 that I chose. Some of the images, Lisa said, were really interesting, but they didn't know the exact address of those places. So she chose the ones that they knew the exact address, and then hanging beside those will be the current. So 18 in total groups.
Okay, so they will be on display starting when?
Tomorrow afternoon, okay. We will open, but the reception will not be until Tuesday, the 14th from 5 to 6. So hopefully more people can get out and see it.
Well, we hope people get out and take a look and take a peek. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the stories that I've learned that go along with it are just amazing. A lot of Emporia burned.
Yeah,
found that out. A lot of buildings just went up in flames, but it is interesting, all the things we have been and all the things we are.
Well, what are your gallery hours at the Art Center, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and then we're open Saturdays from 10 to 3, and we are always free to the public.
Sarah, great to talk to you this morning. Appreciate the information.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too.
All right, have a great day.
You, too.
Yeah, Sarah Barrett, who is the art gallery coordinator at the Emporia Art Center. So that's Viewing Emporia Artist Reception that was slated for tomorrow has been moved to Tuesday afternoon, but the exhibit itself will start tomorrow at the Emporia Art Center. Sarah Barrett of the Emporia Art Center on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning.
Strap on your Doc Martens, gather up your Beanie Babies, and log into your AOL account, as Mondays will be stuck back in the night.